So with the eyes closed, you're going to gently start to bring your awareness back into your body. So just feel how you're breathing. Just notice the breath, whether it's shallow or deep. Don't attempt to change it. Just see how the breathing is. Allow your awareness to come down into your pelvic floor. And just see if you're relaxed in your pelvic floor. I want you to bring relaxation into your hips. Bring relaxation into your shoulders. Imagine that there's a little string on the top of your head and that you're gently elongating up through that string. So nice tall spine and relaxed in the body. And then bring your awareness back down into your pelvic floor. And I want you to feel the pubic bone at the front and the sitting bone at the back. And I want you to feel you're drawing those two areas towards each other. Then feeling your sitting bones on either side and feel that you're drawing those towards each other. And keep that relaxed body and relaxed mind as you make these connections. So you're creating a cross. You're feeling the sensation gently of connecting front to back and side to side. And then you're going to feel the contraction at the front, so the urogenital diaphragm, and the little urethral sphincter that closes the pee pipe. So imagine you're holding in your pee. And then you're going to bring your awareness around to the backside, and you're going to hold in a fart. So you're going to lift up your anal sphincter. So just feel the contraction on the backside. And then you're going to bring your awareness to your perineum, so that space between your anus and your vagina if you're a woman, or between the anus and your balls if you're a man. And you're going to feel that you're drawing that upwards and inwards. And then for women, close the vaginal opening and draw upwards and inwards as though you're taking the vagina up towards the back of your spine. And if you're a guy, you're going to feel that you're lifting the balls up and in that direction. So just feel that whole contraction, and it's not a really hard one. You're sensing the area, you're sensing a gentle contraction, and relax. So you feel all those different areas, and hopefully you've been working over the past weeks on trying to connect to all of those different areas and seeing if there's anywhere that maybe isn't firing properly. And then you can really focus a few sessions on just trying to create that one part of the contraction, whatever you're not getting. But hopefully you're getting everything. Hopefully you have a nice connection now and you're starting to feel a little bit more of a grip and a little bit more of a lift. So what we're going to do now is we're going to work a little bit on endurance. Now for endurance, we're not going to do a stepwise build up of the contraction, but I want you in your mind to be very focused on taking all of those pieces together to create your contraction. So when you create that full Kegel, you're going to do it with your mind focused on all those different areas. You're going to keep relaxed in your body. You're going to allow your stomach to relax, allow your shoulders and your backside and your legs all to relax. Sit in your nice comfortable position and getting ready. So wherever you are, you're going to inhale. So a nice deep inhale. And then as you exhale, I want you to start your contraction. You're going to hold for 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep breathing. 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, and relax. Just make sure that everything is nicely relaxed. Take a little moment. Just allow the breath to be soft. Allow the body to be comfortable. We're going to go again. So you're going to start with a nice deep inhale, and then as you exhale, you're going to draw everything together, lifting upwards and inwards for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and relax. Let's do one more round for 10. So getting ready, relaxing your body, taking a deep inhale. And as you exhale, you're going to start the contraction. You're going to lift everything up for 1, 2, 3, 4, keep breathing, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Relax. Now, if you felt that the count of 10 was too long, maybe when you get to 5, you feel that you're starting to try to use other parts of your body to lift your pelvic floor, then you know that that is a little bit beyond your endurance. So what we want to do then is to count up to where you feel comfortable. What's really important when you start to work on the endurance is that you don't keep pushing yourself way beyond what is comfortable. As soon as you start to trigger the other muscle groups in order to lift your pelvic floor, it's time to relax. And you can do many shorter kind of sessions until you get to the stage where you can hold a little bit longer. And over time, you can start to increase how long you hold for. Another thing that's important to consider when you're doing these endurance contractions is that you don't need to hold with all your might. I mean, if you're going to start to shake or if it takes like everything in your power to really hold, then just make it a slightly milder contraction. Eventually, with time, it gets that you can just reach down and you get a very strong lift. I mean, I talk a lot about the difference between a gross contraction and a subtle contraction. But once you get the subtlety builds so that, you know, you could imagine that it is a gross contraction, but in actual fact, it is an accumulation of subtlety that equals real, true strength. So wherever you are, we're going to allow ourselves to relax today. We have only done 3 rounds. Now, you can do this, and I encourage you to do this every day. You can do it a number of times a day, but to start out, once a day is sufficient. Start with 3 times. The next day, go to 5 times. See where your count gets to. If you can comfortably do 3 times for the hold of 10, then it's easy to increase to 5 times for the hold of 10 and then build it on up from there. But if you're struggling to get to the count of 10, then count to 3. Try to maintain the integrity of your contraction while relaxing the rest of your body. We're still at the beginning. We're still learning about control. So we don't need to run yet, but that is something that we will do a little later on.